Sagara's office says projected expenses in the budget add up to about $575 million. But the city only has about $531 million in projected revenue coming in. That's a $44 million deficit. The mayor wouldn't comment, but City Council President Sean Wooden said he expects the budget will have to pull on all available levers: taxes, cuts, and money from the city's rainy day fund.
It's a very tough budget to put together.
Wooden says the budget is constrained by things like payments to the city's pension funds, health benefits, and debt service.
There's still a ways to go before he presents his budget to the council on Monday.
As Sagara works to finalize the budget, he spent time last week at the state capitol asking for financial help. Matt Ritter is a state lawmaker who represents Hartford.
We're going to talk to see if there's anything that we can do to help as a delegation.
It's not exactly great timing. The state's planning the second year of a two-year budget. Plus, there are only a few weeks left in this legislative session.
You know, there are some creative things you can do. There are some strategies. But I would say this, that at the end of the day, whatever state assistance we can provide is probably not going to get clear up the entire deficit. And it will lead to the city having to have those discussions amongst our elected officials to figure out how best to handle that.
Once Sagara presents his budget, the city council has until the end of May to approve it. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.